2/3 of Britain's back being under coronavirus house arrest again. By Victoria Friedman on October 15, 2020. Nearly 2 in 3 Britons would support a second national lockdown for 2 weeks, which could include shutting pubs, banning households mixing, or even stay-at-home orders like the measures put in place in March. YouGov asked Britons on Wednesday whether they would support or oppose a 2-week nationwide circuit breaker lockdown at the start of the school half term later this month. In total, 68% said they were in favor of another 2-week lockdown, comprising of 41% who said they would strongly support it, and 27% who would somewhat support it. Just 11 and 9% strongly and somewhat respectively opposed the measure, 12% didn't know. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly against another national lockdown, but is under pressure from not only the opposition, Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, but his own government scientists to consider a 2 to 3 week so-called circuit breaker measures. Sources speaking to the media have also said that the Prime Minister may consider a lockdown if his new 3-tier regionalized social distancing measures do not work. Prospective lockdown measures could include banning the mixing of households and closing all hospitality venues across the country. The government's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE, is set to come out with a report that claims that closing schools and stay-at-home orders, where Britons are once again allowed out only for exercise and grocery shopping, could reduce coronavirus deaths for the rest of the year. The poll revealing Britain's shocking willingness to allow the government to suspend their freedoms is broadly in line with previous surveys. When Mr. Johnson imposed a 10 p.m. curfew on pubs last month, 63% thought that the Prime Minister had not gone far enough. The ORB poll for The Telegraph also found that 83% of respondents were frightened of a second wave hitting the UK hard. Another YouGov poll from the same week found nearly 4 in 5, 78%, backed social distancing rules, with 45% saying they did not go far enough. Another YouGov poll from last month said that nearly 3/4, 74%, feared that people were not taking the pandemic seriously. If Britons appear to be fearful of the Chinese virus, they were not always. Around 2 weeks before the March lockdown was imposed, a YouGov poll found most were not frightened of catching COVID-19. An official briefing document from over a week later revealed that the government was concerned that not enough Britons were feeling personally threatened by the virus, and that needed to change. A substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened, the March 22 document read. The perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased among those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging, it continued. Last month, an anonymous Conservative MP had said that Britons had been made fearful of the pandemic, making them more likely to back the government's authoritarian coronavirus laws.